Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm excited about our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience all around the nation and the world. And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And Steve Kalishewski.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. My goodness, I am excited about everything that the Lord is doing. Isn't it wonderful to be alive? I mean,
Yes, it is.
Considering the alternative, yes.
Yes, listen. Well, I don't know. I look at some people and you walk around and it's like, hey, smile, you know? It's life. It's beautiful. It's grand. The sun is out. You know, God is good. Hey, he's good when it's raining, too. It's like, it's amazing.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
If it rains, you can smile. You can smile. It's all good. But we have an exciting program with you today. We're going to be talking about several things. I can't wait to share with you, and we're going to have a great discussion about this, but there's a young boy who was kidnapped, and this wasn't good, but what came out of this, because the boy's fine now, but you got to hear this story about what happened with this 10-year-old boy. We're going to talk about it, and just how good the Lord is. I mean, no matter what, you think that's a kind of scary situation for a 10-year-old boy, and for anybody. But what he does in his captivity was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And God is so, so good. So we're going to talk about that today in today's program. We're also going to talk about some of the ways that technology is being used for hiring people today. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. There's a lot of folks, Pat, that are trying to get employment today. And I'm telling you that if you're not using technology to get employment, you're going to find out that you may be missing the bus. This is the current trend right now, and Recruiter Box is sharing this wisdom. We want to share it with you because, you know, hey, listen, people are just tough times. You know, people are looking for employment, they're looking to take care of their families, and this is a great way for you to be able to, you know, be at the right place at the right time, utilizing the right tools so that you can be noticed. You can have the greatest resume in the world, but if nobody sees it, chances are
they're not going to know about you.
Yeah, they're not going to know about you. They're not going to know about you. And we're also going to talk about how wonderful Jesus is. I mean, you know, when you think about the Lord and you think about how amazing. Listen, you can spend a lifetime, 1,000 lifetimes just meditating on who the Lord is, what he has done for you, for me, for everyone in the world. And, I mean, it just fills you with such great gratitude and appreciation. And you realize, you know, more and more with each and every day that passes, Jesus, you're just amazing. I mean, you're just amazing. I don't have enough words in my vocabulary. I don't think there's enough words in the world that can be expressed and articulated in any kind of way that would give you do justice, that could really say how awesome and amazing you are. And I'm very limited in the words I can say, but it's like, is there a better word than awesome? I mean, I need a better word than awesome because I don't know how to fully express.
Holy.
Holy is a good one. But, you know, the awesomeness and the grandeur and just the amazing blessing that he is. And so we're going to be, by God's grace, talking to you about that in today's program. But, Steve, I don't know if you saw this, but a young boy in Atlanta, Pat, he was actually kidnapped outside, I believe, of his home. He was some person had drove on by their driveway and picked up this boy and threw him in the car. And so the driver you know, took him around for 3 hours, I believe, just driving him around.
Wow.
And so the boy's in the back, and, you know, the boy explains later that, you know, the man, you know, was screaming at him, cursing at him, you know, told him to shut up and to be quiet because the boy was actually singing a song that he had learned in church.
Oh, wow.
He was singing Hezekiah Walker's song, and I'm trying to research it here for you so I can share it with you. But he was singing a song that Hezekiah Walker had written and he had learned in church. And he just kept singing it over and over and over and over again. And the man apparently just had to stop and threw the boy out the car. Just got to tell him,
really?
Get out, not to tell anyone. And you think about, my goodness, of all the things that could have happened to this child, of all the things that could have happened to him, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this boy had the song of the Lord in his heart. He was actually worshiping. He was actually singing.
Wow.
And the person who kidnapped him had no choice but to let him go. Apparently, later on, you know, Hezekiah actually came to a service that they were having just to take a pause and honor what the Lord did there and gave the boy a big old hug. But you never know what you're doing that's actually going to affect, you know, someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boy was left, you know, unharmed. He's not hurt. He's not damaged. And we just say,
wow,
thank you, Jesus. The gospel song is every praise. That's the gospel song, every praise.
Wow.
And I'm like, Lord, you are so good. Of all the things the boy could be singing, of all the things
wow.
that could have happened, and it causes me to think about some years back when I was in the insurance industry. I had an appointment, and I was you know to visit some folks, and I'm on my way into the house. I saw the neighbor's children. They were outside, and they were playing and stuff, and I'm waving and you know talking to them as I was getting ready to come on inside, and I heard the kids singing, and I you know how you hear something, you're like, did I just hear that? Did I, you know, kind of jump my neck back? What was that? You know, whoa. And then I saw, oh my goodness, children are singing it. And it was a song apparently at the time that, these are the lyrics, and I'm not trying to be crude, but I'm trying to make a point here. The lyrics were, you know, it's getting hot in here and it's time to take off the clothes. And I'm thinking, what the world is that?
Yeah.
What is that? And there's a young kid singing that. And I'm thinking, man, wow, you know, what is happening? Take a pause here for a moment, you know. When you hear these words, you know, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're releasing something in the atmosphere. You're releasing something in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, this young little boy, you know, we see that he was releasing something in the atmosphere. The song in his heart, the anointing was so strong that the man had to let him go.
That's right.
The man had to let him go, but yet the opposite is true. And I tend to think of, you know, does it matter how you raise your children? Does it matter what you show them? Does it matter what you view on your television and what you listen through your iPods and your, you know, all the media devices now that we can, you say radio, but, you know, your internet radio. But all the different things that you could listen to, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Think about it. And yet this child was raised up in God and heard this. It's important how we raise our children. It's important that we bring them to the feet of the Lord, that we teach them about God, that we impart to them, you know, wisdom and truth. Because, hey, I hate to think what could have happened if he was singing the other song.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hate to think what could have happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful that God protected this boy, but at the same time, you know, I'm reminded that it's important how, you know, we raise our children, what we expose them to,
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to repeat whatever they see
and whatever they hear.
Yeah.
Because they're sponges. You know, they're sponges, and it's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. But I thank God for this young boy, and I thank God for the power of the spoken word and the song in our heart. And it's just amazing, you know, when we release the word of the Lord, when we sing unto the Lord, things happen. Things happen in the atmosphere. But, you know, hey, you can glorify God or you can glorify the enemy with your words.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, it's better to glorify God, because when you glorify the enemy, it just doesn't work well for you.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's encouraging. Like, when I think about that, it's just like the words that we say, you know, it's either light or it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decide to just be that beacon of light, it's going to cast light out, and people who don't want to hear the light, they're going to separate themselves.
Yeah.
And then I just think that's so encouraging, because it's just like that boy just had, you know, just that worship in his heart, and he was just having a moment, just loving on God and just saying that. And that was just such a dividing encounter that the darkness could not be part of the light. He either had to make a decision.
Wow.
And that was such an encounter for him. It was just like, I either have to get out of this car, or this boy's got to get out of this car, because I can't take it anymore. That's how powerful it is.
For 3 hours, the 10-year-old boy was in the car.
Yeah.
And wow. And he wasn't, I mean, I don't know this, but I mean, he was fearful, which is probably, you know, could be normal in this type of situation.
Yeah.
He didn't allow that to stop him from singing.
That's huge.
At the point of the man, you know, the this is reported in the Christian Post, you know, cursing at him, you know, telling him to shut up. You know what I mean? And he still persevered. Very, very exciting. It matters what we fill our hearts with. Let's fill it with truth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a federal employee share their faith in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I'm calling in regards to a business card that I distribute at work that has religious symbols on it, and I happen to work in occupational safety and health. Besides two ichthus on the card, it also says Proverbs 1:33, if you listen to me, you will walk in safety, and I thought that was appropriate for my specialty. I was told that there was a complaint made when I offered a card to somebody, and when I offered it to him, I said, is there anything on the card that offends you? And the person said yes, so I took the card back and gave them a card without the symbols.
Well, Marcus, I was going to ask you that. If it's your personal business card, it would be fine, but if it's your official business card, they can tell you what they want on it, what they do not.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this, there came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center, because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up, church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going, because we're about to be the church of the Bible, under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth, to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. We're just talking about just how this young boy in Atlanta, Georgia, who was kidnapped, and was taken captive for 3 hours, driven around God knows where. And the captor, the person who actually kidnapped this boy, had to release him. He released him unharmed because the boy was singing a song written by Hezekiah Walker that he had learned at church, at his church gathering. He learned when the church was gathering, and it's called Every Praise. And talk about praising in the middle of a storm, you know, singing in the middle of a storm. And I think Paul and Silas had a little a situation like that. They were held captive in a in a cell, and they began to shout and praise the Lord and sing, and the jail shook, and they had to let them go. They had to let them go.
Right.
And so this young boy realized a powerful truth, that all you got to do is just praise God in the middle of the storm, in the middle of your captivity, and you can be set free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. I mean, that's just powerful. But we want to continue today talking about some God's news behind the news. And one of the things that's really important in a lot of people's hearts today is being able to find an employment. I mean, we're seeing right now that since 2007-08, when we had that first financial meltdown, many people lost employment. In that first month alone, in November, 700,000 jobs were lost in 1 month.
Wow.
Huge. And the economy still, almost 5-6 years later, has not really recovered. It has seen some slight recovery, but nowhere near. And so right now, folks are trying to find employment and do different things. But we want to share with you some tips that the Recruiter Box is sharing some insight. Because, you know, you may be looking for employment. And when you were looking for employment years ago, you might have worked at a job for 15, 20 years. And now, you know, back then you were doing resumes different. You know, a lot of things have changed in the market. And technology has a lot to do with that. And so if you're trying to use outdated systems to be able to find employment, that's why you may be struggling right now to actually land a place. And so these are some of the things that the Recruiter Box is actually sharing as far as what's happening. They say that 92%, Steve, 92% of employers are using or planning to use social networks for recruiting this year.
Wow. 92%.
Wow. Is that huge?
Wow.
73% check their candidates' social media profiles. Clue, if you have a Facebook, you may want to monitor what you do on your Facebook and what you share, what you post, because recruiters are looking at that stuff. You know, it's like, okay. 73% of that. I mean, that's huge. 50%. 50% of U.S. workforce will be compromised or comprised of members of Generation Y, according to CNN. 50%. So you're seeing a huge rise in young people that are you know, getting hired. And so you want to know that's what the market looks like. And this is by 2020.
Wow.
So this is a big picture. 75% of the global workplace will consist of Generation Y by 2025. So you're seeing an evolving trend that the workforce is becoming younger and younger and younger. So you may feel intimidated by that and realize that you're getting older. You know, I tell people, hey, consider that a plus. Just because someone is, you know, they're hiring younger people, you know, they may have got different skill sets and different knowledge and different degrees, but you still need some wisdom. You still need someone who's been around for a while, who has managed, who can help develop people, because just because somebody knows something doesn't necessarily make them a good manager. And I think that's happened a lot of times in the workplace where, you know, you have this great employee and he does great at his his skill set at his job, and they kind of automatically want to promote someone just because they're good at their job, or just because they're good at whatever widget that they do or make or sell or whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that they can manage people, you know?
Right.
So,
big difference.
Yeah, big difference. And so we still need, I believe, a mature work base that helps to develop and manage and bring these young folks, you know, where they need to be. They may have the knowledge, but they may not necessarily have the wisdom necessary to, you know, to work. They're saying now that, hiring a new employee. This is how important this is now. Hiring a new employee can cost in upwards of $4,000. So it's costing now $4,000 due to the cost of recruitment, screening, training, taxes, and benefits.
Wow.
I mean, today, I'm telling you, if you filled an application out in recent times, I mean, they want all of your DNA. I mean, they want everything. They're checking everything out, and you have to fill out tons of paperwork. Long are the days you go just fill this, you know, paper thing out. With computers, it's like more and more. And so because the cost is increasing, background checks, things of that nature, they become a little bit more selective. But at the same time, too, is that, hey, you, hey, check me out. You know, to look it all out. Mm-hmm. This is good. They say mobile devices, and we're maybe talking about what AT&T has just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to talk about that. But they just did a landmark deal for streaming. But mobile devices are increasingly on the rise. I mean, we're seeing this in other Asian countries, and like, you know, Japan and Tokyo, everybody has a cell phone. You think everyone here, everybody has a cell phone there.
Oh, yeah.
But that trend started way before it happened here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that 81% of employers use their own mobile device for work. 81%. So before it used to be, don't bring your cell phone to work. Now it's use your own personal cell phone that you're paying for to research that data.
Yeah.
70% of job seekers use their mobile device when job searching. Think about that. 70%. And there's some mobile apps if you're looking for work at some I never heard of. Be Known. We're going to make this available for you on the Torch. Beyond.com. Of course, this is Tweet My Jobs, Proven, Link Up, Career Builder. We'll make those available for you. But people nowadays are looking for employment not on their computer, on their phone.
On their phone.
Mm-hmm. On their phone. Recruiting software. Listen to this. Companies that use formal candidate relationship process, such as software to track their applicant communications, are 40% more likely to be considered in the best class. What does that mean? 26% of employers use an applicant tracking system to manage the hiring process. What does that mean? They're not just taking your paper application and filing it somewhere. This is put in an elaborate software.
There's a process to it.
There is a process, a tracking system. Mm-hmm. So everything's going, you know, high tech. And they say that 43% recruiters claim that the quality of their applicant has improved as a result of social recruiting. Think about that.
Wow.
Has improved. Social media. Listen to this. Generation Y uses social media profiles as an extension of their professional personalities. So this is how a new generation and what recruiters are doing, they're actually adapting to how society is using social media. So this is how you feel. It's an extension of your professional personality. We're going to, you know, change the way we do things. Well, listen to this. 73% of 18 to 34-year-olds found their last job through a social network.
Wow.
73%. Of 18 to 34-year-olds found their last job through a social network.
Mm. Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Days are changing.
Man, is that amazing?
Powerful.
Well, you think about it. I mean, if you're on Facebook and you have 300 or 400 friends mm-hmm. or 200 friends or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to say, hey, I need employment. You know someone who's hiring.
Right.
I mean, with one blast, you can kind of cover a whole.
Cover a lot.
Yeah.
Huge.
They say that 93% of recruiters are using LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
93%.
That was the number one website that I was told when I was finishing up my graduation and finishing up college. That was one of the main websites that they were said that people were finding the most jobs for graduating collegiate seniors.
Isn't that amazing?
Powerful.
Isn't that amazing? And my understanding of what LinkedIn is more of like a Facebook for basically professionals, if you will. That allows you to be on social media, but it's geared more for your resume mm-hmm. and what your work experience is all about type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of gain acquaintances or relationships, and then, like you said, you kind of put your resume on your profile and say, this is what I'm good at, these are strengths and weaknesses, and then you can connect all over. It's powerful.
Yeah. Here's a good interview question. They ask, what are your greatest strengths? And the people say, oh, they'll go on and on and on. And it's great, great, great. What's your greatest weakness?
Weakness, yeah.
Oh, I don't have none.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Wrong answer.
You're out of there.
Research that one. Research that one.
I think we just found one.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing
it's
that
to pride.
Yeah. Yeah. No, none at all. I said, really? Okay. Thank you. 66. Check. 66% of recruiters are using Facebook, and 54% of recruiters are using Twitter. Think about that. Twitter. Online classifieds, while employee referrals make up the top source of external hires, career sites make up 23% of external hires, and that job boards account for 18% of external hires. So it's like, man, look at those online classifieds. And then, of course, how do you conduct that interview? You know, it used to be, you have to, you know, if you're going out of town, you know, you get
All right.
catch a flight. That's what I did, you know,
catch a flight.
You know, I went up to New Jersey, bought a very expensive airline ticket, stood 3 or 4 days in New Jersey looking for work, drove all over the place, got lost.
Imagine how much that trip cost.
Oh, I know what a trip costs.
And now look at this.
Video chat. See, they didn't have this when I was in it. Video chat. You can actually conduct an interview, over the internet through Skype.
Yeah.
Through Skype. Listen, times are changing. You want to change with the times. And if you're looking for employment today, look, this is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Update your resume. Look how you can utilize technology for your benefit and see how you can put yourself out there in a way that you can be blessed and have employment to take care of your family. And of course, to honor the Lord and the advancement of his kingdom. Mm-hmm. But these are some great tips, some great strategies. We're going to make these available for you on the Torch. But our prayer for you is that you get the right job, more money for less hours, for more work in the kingdom of God. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an iSomething or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so that you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm excited about our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience all around the nation and around the world. And joining me today in the studio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Man, that shirt is bright.
Oh, hey, man.
Can you turn it down a little bit?
I can't turn the shirt down, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it's alive. It's alive.
It's a little very alive.
And of course, Steve Kalaszewski.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
That's talking about my shirt.
That's a very nice shirt.
There's no wrinkles in it.
It's hard for me to see my screen here.
Let's stay focused. Well, if you missed one of our previous programs, Deflect, if you missed one of our previous programs, we were talking about how this young boy was praising the Lord when he was held captive. He was kidnapped and he was released unharmed. My goodness, that's good. We thank the Lord for that. And we also talked about how technology is being utilized in amazing ways for recruiting purposes and, you know, folks that are looking for work. And in, on break, we would just continue to talk about some of this stuff, and it's really interesting. But I remember when I had to hire folks for employment and fire folks, and I mean I just never liked doing that. It just felt so uncomfortable, man. I would stay up all night. I mean, it was the most difficult thing in the world for me to do. I mean, just could not do. I was horrible at it, and I think I was more nervous than the person. It was like, it's okay, it's all right, I understand. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude, I'm sorry. And I used to work with a gentleman at one time. He was like the general manager at one place I worked, and I was another manager, and we would we had to, you know, fire some folks. He would have me come in the office with him, and we would speak to the employee, and he had such an amazing way, or interesting way of
unique.
Yeah, unique. That's a good way. Unique way of letting people go, firing them. When he would say like, Pat, listen, I brought you in here to the office. I want to talk about your performance, and I just want to let you know that we appreciate your efforts here at the job and what you're doing. But as of right now, we're terminating your employment, and we appreciate you giving a good effort and trying, and thank you very much. And if you need anything else, you know, please feel free to let us know. But we're, you know, thank you very much. And he'd walk out,
short and sweet,
and they look at me like, did I just get fired? I'm like, yeah.
I mean, yes, sir. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, that, and they were like, okay. You know, and it's like, wow. Just like that. And he was able to do it. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
Smooth. Wow. That's so smooth.
And it was interesting. And the key phrase here is that we're terminating your employment.
Not me.
The employment. So they're able to save face because they can say, hey, you know.
Hey, that's right. Hey, they got rid of my job. It wasn't me after all.
I feel so much better that I didn't get fired.
It was my employment.
But my employment got terminated.
My job got removed from me, not me.
Oh my goodness. So interesting. But hey, there you have it. Well, we shared some great tips with you. Make sure you catch that segment for you on the Torch. You can go finding it by going by VFNTV.com or of course by downloading the app. Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you across all the platforms. We have an app for you, and it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, and she was sharing with her all the things that you know, have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program, and how she was so encouraged. And she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight, and she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued. And we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse. And then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online and went to, the radio page. And then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her, put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me a text. This was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for a hospital. Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the Daily VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful. What we want to share in today's program, we're going to be talking about Jesus. He's wonderful to talk about.
That's a good thing to talk about.
That's a great thing to talk about. And we're going to be talking about how he wasn't just, the ultimate sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just the great high priest, but he was also the great sacrifice, you know? And I think that oftentimes when we look at the Lord's life, we just maybe overlook some things. We just take some things for granted. We kind of fast forward. You ever read something where you're not actually reading the words, but you're implying something in the story that wasn't there, where you fast-forward it in your mind. It's like, well, did you read that? Go back. Is that what that says? I'm like, well, not exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, we injected something into the story that wasn't really in the story, but our mind was moving faster than our ability to understand what we're reading. And one of the things that we tend to forget in terms of talking and thinking about the Lord is that Jesus, fully God, fully man, had process in his own life to fulfill his destiny. Was that it, sometimes that just escapes us because we, you know, God, Jesus, right? But he left his deity in heaven, right? I like to say, and this is, I mean, not the best analogy, you know, there's never really great analogies, I think, when you're talking about the Lord, but if you will allow me here some room, you know, he left his Superman cape, if you will. He laid that down and walked as a natural man, as Clark Kent, if you will, on earth, empowered by God, empowered by the Father. But if you attribute all his miracles to his Godhead, then you think, well, you know, that's just Jesus. No. He was fully man at that time and walking in an amazing unity with the Father. Mm-hmm. And he never did or said anything that he didn't see his Father doing. And so, but he had process in his life and there was a role to play. God the Father had a role for Jesus to play. And that role was God's idea. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is what's going down here. And it's important that we look at this in perspective. But I think that the true secret to success in God is what Jesus did. I don't think he planned everything out that he was going to do. I mean, when I look at the scriptures, I see him in complete submission to his Father. Mm-hmm. And I don't see Jesus making up his own agenda and saying, I'm going here, I'm doing this. This is.
He said all he did was what he heard his Father tell him to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was it.
And so a good recipe or secret to success is, hey, follow God. You know what I'm saying?
Always good.
Follow God. We don't need plans that start in our head. We need plans that start in the heart of God. You know, and I think a lot of people have good ideas, but they don't have God ideas. And when you have, you know, good ideas are not good if they're not founded in God.
Yeah.
It's just an idea. And typically, if it's not, you know, God's not in it, it's a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter how good you think it may be.
Right.
And so when we look at his life, we think, wow, you know, Jesus, you're amazing. You know, he basically, the Father's plan was unfolded to him, and Jesus followed the unfolding of his plan. And so he allowed the Father to instruct him. He allowed the Father to lead him. He allowed the Father to give him guidance And it was because of his reverent submission that all these things, God's plan, began to unfold. It was beautiful. I mean, Jesus is a perfect example for everything. And I, you know, I'm so challenged in my own life, in my own walk. And when I look at the Lord, when I look at, you know, the Gospels, and I encourage you, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we can read in the Word of God. There's a lot of things that would encourage us. And often I tell, you know, folks that are just being discipled, you know, hey, Revelation is wonderful. And man, the prophets, Ezekiel, and, you know, a wheel within a wheel. And, you know, that is amazing, you know, those encounters. That was amazing. And I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But it's like, maybe we need to just focus on the words in red right now. You know what I mean? I know that you know.
Let's get back to Jesus.
Yeah. I know that Revelation is amazing. And you read the dragon and, you know, the Nephilim, the giants. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was a good revelation.
Inside joke. But let's focus on the words of Jesus. And the Gospels are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that give you amazing insight. And the Word of God says that there is not enough room. There are not enough books to contain everything that Jesus did. Mm-mm. This is what the Holy Spirit allowed to be shared. But let me tell you, you will spend your lifetime and a thousand lifetimes just to unfold and get revelation from what happened in Jesus's life.
We're going to spend eternity with Jesus.
Absolutely, you know. Jesus even proclaims in the scriptures that, Father, he's amazed. He said, you've hidden these things from those who are learned, but you've revealed them. You have unfolded them to children. Yeah. You've unfolded them. And I think that's where we get our intimacy with the Lord, and we really get to go past knowledge, but into revelation. God, what are you showing me?
Right,
you know,
right.
What are you saying to me? You know, what are you trying to tell me through all of this? What's the rhema, you know, the revealed word? And the thing that just blows me away about Jesus is his amazing faithfulness, man. He was just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, Father, this is what I'm – he had no reputation for himself. He wasn't trying to build a ministry, if you will. He wasn't trying to build a following. He was just trying to be – and it wasn't trying, he was. He was just being faithful to the Father. And I think that's just absolutely beautiful. And he's a great, great example. But, you know, we're going to talk more about the role that Jesus played when you know, he walked on the face of the earth, and his role as a high priest, and what does all that mean? We're going to try to unpack that and talk about that, because, I mean, he's everything. I mean, he is everything, and you're going to be amazed as we just walk into this and just share a little bit and discuss the majesty and the awesomeness and the supremacy of Jesus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You just really wouldn't think it's possible. I mean, how could this be? Why would anybody really want to harm us? Why would anybody want to reprogram the way we think? Why would anybody want to fundamentally transform our nation from its original founding fathers' intent as God, as our foundation? Why would anybody want to take over our children's lives? Well, the reason why is because they say a hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. When you train your children up in the way that you want them to go, that's how they'll go. God's called us to train our children in the way they should go. But let's just don't take our word for it. Let's look back at history and see what happened when they found out what Hitler was doing in the very same time with the church trying to de-Christianize a nation. And that's what's happening today in America. You're looking at in every corner, and every infeeding of news and media and presentation is to just remove God out of the public arena, to de-Christianize America. But it's just the sins of the past. Listen up.
In 2002, a Jewish law student uncovered a report from the Nuremberg trials in the 1940s. It was compiled by members of the OSS, an American spy agency in World War II. The report was called the Nazi master plan, the persecution of the Christian churches. And it laid out a step-by-step plan to de-Christianize Germany. Take over the churches from within, using party sympathizers. Discredit, jail, or kill Christian leaders. Re-indoctrinate the congregants. Give them a new faith in Germany's Third Reich. So where were Germany's Christians in all of this? Most of them were too frightened to protest. But a small remnant of Christians did stand up against the Reich Church. A group of 3,000 Protestants, known as the Confessing Church, openly defied Hitler and paid the price.
Adolf Hitler said, "I'll make those damned parsons feel the power of the state in a way they'd never believed possible. If I ever have the slightest suspicion that they're getting dangerous, I will shoot the lot of them."
700 pastors from the Confessing Church were arrested. Many of them were murdered or sent to concentration camps.
"There is such a thing as evil, and this man is evil." Hitler has no permanent loyalties. If you cross him, you'll die.
Understand that that is the ultimate goal of adversary Satan, is to steal, kill, and destroy. That actually happened. Removing the knowledge of the Jews and God's people from the land. Concentration camps. That was what the end result was. JJ, listen, we have to pay attention. Jews and Jesus, understand this. The church and the Jews won't end up well if we continue in this direction. De-Christianizing America? Well, we need to stand up like the Confessing Church did and say, no, no more. As for me and my house, as for me and my city, as for us and our nation, we will be one that acknowledges God.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. My goodness, you know, this humor going on all the time. I wish we could share it all, but you know. Well, we got back. Before the break, we were talking about just how beautiful and amazing, you know, Jesus is, and what he did. He prepared himself, his awesome just submission to the Lord. But we find that, you know, Jesus had a process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God always had a process. And yeah. One of the things that God had was he brought in the priesthood. And the priesthood, the priests were to make sacrifices for sins. And then there was the great high priest, right? And Hebrews 5 tells us that there were certain qualifications to become a high priest, which is really interesting. And, you know, according to Hebrews 5, the high priest is one that is selected from among the men. So he was part of the fellowship there, if you will. You know, he was one that was selected from among the men. You know, interesting that Jesus had came to earth and he was like us, right?
Right, right.
Then the other one is that he is appointed to represent them in matters related to God. So he represents, you know, the men. He stands between, you know what I mean? He represents them. And then he's to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. We're talking about the qualifications. We're talking about characteristics of a high priest. And then, of course, regarding his character and his nature, he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to the same weakness. I mean, he's from among them. Mm-hmm. And I think about how Jesus, you know, was tempted in every single way. I mean, he was willing to come to earth and live his life just like us so that he can identify with us. We don't have, you know, a high priest. Jesus became a high priest that can't sympathize with us. He totally understands. He understands what we are going through, the temptations that we face. He himself was tempted, yet he didn't sin. And he is able to represent us to God and say, "Hey, have mercy on Pat. I mean, no. Have mercy on John. They're a handful." No. And think about this. So the thing about the high priest is that they didn't take this upon themselves. They had to be called. And mm-hmm. Jesus didn't take mm-hmm. this honor upon himself. The word of God says that God called him to be the high priest.
Right.
And in fact, that they called him to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus was called. He didn't say, here I am. Mm-hmm. You know, by the way, I've got to end with the Father, mm-hmm. you know, and the Holy Spirit. You know, right. I've arrived. No, that's not what happened here. He was called. He was called into the royal priesthood. And God wanted, think about this. God wanted not only him to be the priest, but he also wanted him to be the sacrifice.
Yeah.
See, wow. In the Old Testament, wow. you know, they'd take some bulls and some goats, and then they would sacrifice them for the sins of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue there was that the sins, you know, they weren't eradicated. They were just covered, you know, with the sacrifice. They weren't fully dealt with. They weren't right. fully destroyed. They were just covered. It's almost like having a bad debt, if you will, right?
Okay.
And it's like, you know, the bulls and the goats, they just satisfied the interest. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? They didn't erase the debt now.
Mm-hmm.
It just satisfied the interest and kept everyone at bay. It just kept everything going, okay?
Right.
But it didn't take care of the debt.
Mm-hmm. Right, it just covers it up.
It just covered it up and kind of paid the interest. And God called him. God called not only to be the high priest, the one to offer the sacrifice, but he said, you are the sacrifice. I mean, you are the payment for the sin,
mm-hmm.
and you're also the one that transacts the payment. You know wow. what I mean? So you can go to a bank, imagine, and he's like, you know, if you deposit any amount of money, there's a bank teller there, but you can imagine that there could be a deposit there that's so big that the average person is not going to deal with. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? $1 trillion. They're going to call the highest person in there to take care of that. And it's like, no one was worthy enough to transact.
To make that transaction.
To make this transaction. No one's worthy enough to handle the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate payment for our sins, mm-hmm. except the sacrifice himself, Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you think about it, my goodness, you're so amazing that you were not only the price, but you actually transacted the payment all of our sins. And I think, oh Lord, you're amazing. But Jesus had a process to get there. He had a process. And verse 8 of Hebrews 5 says he was heard. Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. And although he was a son, granted, he was the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became. See, there was a process for Jesus. He had to learn, he suffered, and once he was made perfect,
all right.
he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey. Man, I'll never forget when I first read that. I was like, oh my goodness.
Mm.
Jesus was willing to allow himself to go through the processes of the Father, of the shaping, to become the ultimate sacrifice. Mm.
Wow.
And I thought, Lord, you are just so beautiful. You are so amazing that you would lay your deity down, if you will, and become the ultimate sacrifice for us. And not only were you the ultimate sacrifice, but you actually made it all happen. You were the mm-hmm. high priest too. You did it all.
Right.
And the things that we learn from his life is that he submitted himself to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He was in 100% unity with the Father. He suffered. He learned. He was called. He didn't put himself into a place. He was called into a place, and he cooperated and yielded to whatever the Father wanted him to do and he wanted to come out of his life.
Wow.
And he was heard because of his reverent submission. A lot of people pray prayers, but it's like, you know, maybe God's not hearing your prayers because there ain't no submission there. You know what
exactly.
I mean? You want to be heard, you need to submit to God. Why would God answer your prayers if you're not even going to listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's up with that? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So God heard him. He had access to God because God knew that he had his heart. And it's just so amazing. And when we look at him and look at what he has done, we can realize that, you know, God has a plan for your life too. God had a plan for his son. It was to be this ultimate sacrifice and to be the high priest to transact the sacrifice. But he came to that point. He came to that point because of what he learned and what he suffered. And the same thing with us, that we can come and walk into the full plan that God has for our life when we are in reverent submission to the Father, when we submit ourselves to Him, when we only say and do what God wants us to do, when we have no agenda, we say, God, have your way. I'm yielded to you. Give me the grace. I don't want to miss what you have. Help me to be like Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an iSomething or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.